You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 17th of September, a Tuesday. All that took place on the street yesterday and all that we may see over the course of this one is what I bring to you on a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Yesterday was a weak day for the Indian markets, which was largely weighed down by muted global cues, but the pullback in the last 1 hour helped Nifty close above 11,000 levels on a closing basis, which is of course a bullish sign. The market pulled back slightly towards the close of the trade, given the fact that there was a strong support near 11,000. Second highest put open interest was placed at 11,000. The final tally read something like this. The BSE Sensex dropped 261 points, while Nifty 50 closed 72 points lower at 11,003. The sudden jump in crude prices developed concern over higher inflation and the ability of the Reserve Bank of India to cut interest rate in the near future. Crude oil price, which rose above $70 a barrel, has pulled back slightly and is now trading around $65 a barrel. Goldman Sachs said an outage of more than 6 weeks due to drone attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities over the weekend could cause Brent prices to rally above $75 a barrel, although the magnitude of the impact was uncertain at this point. Drone strikes on Saudi's oil processing facilities have added to the trade war-related uncertainties and deteriorated market condition globally. There's another commodity which has hogged the limelight, and that was gold. Gold futures rallied by more than 500 rupees and was trading above 38,000 rupees per 10 grams. Well, on the micro front, India's August Wholesale Price Index, WPI, remained flat sequentially but eased on a year-on-year basis, official data went on to show. All eyes are now on the US Federal Reserve policy meeting and RBI meeting in October. It'll be important to hear the commentary from the RBI amid a rise in crude oil prices. Logging its first fall in 8 sessions, the Indian rupee on Monday plunged by 68 paise to 71 rupees 60 paise against the dollar amid concerns over soaring crude prices following drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 751 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 308 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Well, the big news I bring to you today, the mutual fund industry managed to garner 8,231 crore rupees through systematic investment plans, that is SIPs, in August, which is a rise of 7.5% from the year-ago period, despite volatility in the equity market. With this, total SIP contribution in the first 5 months of the current fiscal rose to 41,098 crore rupees as compared to 36,760 crore rupees in April to August 2018, as per the Association of Mutual Funds in India, that is AMFI. SIP continue to be the preferred route for retail investors to invest in a mutual fund as it helps them reduce market timing risk, the industry body went on to note. As per the latest data, SIP contribution in August stood at 8,231 crore rupees, which was 7.5% higher than 7,658 crore rupees clocked in the same month last year. A quick look at the charts. As usual, Nifty has formed a doji kind of pattern on the daily charts on Monday. The formation of a doji pattern after a bullish candle indicates that there is some indecisiveness among the bulls as well as the bears. If the Nifty manages to sustain above 10,945 in the next session, then it can attempt a breakout above 11,081 levels. A bullish confirmation will come once the Nifty closes above 11,141, which could facilitate a slightly bigger rally. We'll be watching out for three levels based on these observations: 10,945, 10,968, 11,052, and way above 11,100. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,200 and 11,500. Maximum put open interest at 10,800 and 11,000. A few stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today as well. Drug firm Dr. Reddy's Laboratories on Monday said it has launched over-the-counter lansoprazole capsules used for the treatment of frequent heartburn in the US market. Tata Power on the 16th of September said its subsidiary, Tata Power Renewable Energy Limited, that is TPREL, has commissioned 150 megawatt solar capacity project at Pokhran in Rajasthan. And finally, Infosys unveiled the Infosys Live Enterprise Suite, a set of platforms, solutions and digital services that help incumbent enterprises to accelerate their digital innovation journey. So Tata Power, Infosys and Dr. Reddy's will be on our radar today. And finally, we spoke to HDFC Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be three buy calls today. Britannia Industries has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 2,715 rupees. Target you should be looking at, 2,869 rupees. Stop loss placed at 2,630 rupees for an upside of 6%. GNFC has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 198 rupees. Target 218 rupees. Stop loss 186 rupees for an upside of 10%. And finally, Methan Alloys has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 505 rupees. Target 566 rupees. Stop loss 468 rupees for an upside of 12%. Britannia Industries, GNFC and Methan Alloys, all with buy calls from HDFC Securities. Well, here's hoping that was all that was required for you to get caught up with the stock market and indeed have an idea about what to expect over the course of today. And we'll see if that was confirmed or not when I come back in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, but I will give you a quick recap of all that took place on the street. In addition to that, we'll of course be taking a look at an issue on the Digging Deeper podcast and stories from the country and the world on Stories of the Day. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.